Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Hello and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH and 96.5 TIC. Our guest today is Lisa Angevine-Bergs of the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association, and we're going to be talking about none other than Christmas trees, obviously important for the holiday season here, but also because there's so much work that goes into this process over the course of the whole year when it's not late November or December that is worthy of talking about how they actually get these Christmas trees across Connecticut and elsewhere ready for the holidays. Lisa, it's good to have you on the show. Hello.
Good morning, Morgan. Thank you for having me.
So happy to be talking with you. You know, I remember a few years ago, I had an opportunity to go to one of the farms in Eastern Connecticut, and I learned so much about Christmas trees. So let's dig into this for our audience.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
All right. Let's start off here. How is the growing looking across Connecticut for Christmas trees? I know that it's getting a little late for people that might be looking for a tree, but we're kind of at that peak time. How is it looking out there?
Actually, it's looking great. The last couple of years, we've had a little bit of a lull in inventory, but reports from farms across the state saying that sales are very brisk this year. No pun intended, the weather's brisk. Good year for Christmas tree cutting, harvesting.
Those brisk temperatures, as you just mentioned, it's been really cold lately. Has that been impacting people either one way or the other? It's too cold for them to go out and get a Christmas tree, or do they feel perhaps more seasonal than they have the last few years? It was warmer, certainly the last few Decembers. Is that perhaps encouraging people to come out or stay home?
I definitely think the phone started ringing the day after Halloween, and because the temperatures dropped, and I think people were very excited this year to get started early. So we think that people started thinking about it right away. The weekend after Thanksgiving was record breaking, I believe, across the state. Most tree farms said it's the best year they've ever had. So I do think it's because of the cold. Warm temps really keep people, it extends the season. Not so fun to go shopping for a Christmas tree when it's 80.
Tell me about all of the sizes that are out there, because people, depending on their home or their vehicle, they might be looking for different sizes. You know, what are the options that are out there for residents in Connecticut?
I think options are varied. I know some farms, have a great inventory from 5 to 6, and we're starting to see the larger trees come back into Connecticut. COVID really wiped us out, the farms and the inventory. So it started digging into the 2021, 2022 inventory. So I think we're starting to see larger trees again. But it depends on the farm, and it's really important to call the farm before you go to make sure that they have the sizes that you need. But, the older generation are starting to put up smaller trees. So that's actually great, because we have a ton of smaller trees on our farms in Connecticut. But the younger generation with the cathedral ceilings and the energy tend to want the larger trees, you know, up to 15 feet. Those are a little sparse, I think, statewide, nationwide.
In your association, the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association, tell me a little bit about some of the numbers, Lisa. How many farms are there available across Connecticut? Are they more popular in one part of the state than the other? You know, tell me a little bit about how all of that works in our state.
Yeah, absolutely. We have about 185 members of the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association that have farms in Connecticut. But that certainly does not mean that, you know, if you're not a member, you know, you're not selling Christmas trees. So there's many other farms that are not members. I do not have the exact total of Christmas tree farms in Connecticut. I know there are a lot. You know, I think there are lessening. There's farms closing, so it is tougher to find a farm. But in every part of Connecticut, there are farms. The best place is our website, is connectctchristmastree.org. It's a website, and it will help you find, sorry if you heard that, our ring camera, find a Christmas tree farm near you. I can't really say there's one part of Connecticut that has, you know, more farms. I know Northwest Corner, we have a ton of farms. You know, Central Connecticut, there's a ton of farms. I would say Fairfield County, yeah, we have farms all over.
So it's all spread out.
It is.
Well, that's perfect, spreading the Christmas cheer around. Well, Lisa, is it getting to be too late? You know, this is being broadcast on December 14th. Is it too late for people to get a tree now?
No. And you know what? There's a lot of families that wait till their kids come home from college. It's definitely not too late. However, many farms are closed already. You know, we did have record-breaking sales after Thanksgiving weekend, so the farms did sell out. So we do recommend calling your farm first to make sure they're open, what their availability is. Visiting ctchristmastree.org, our website, and, you know, we're trying to keep all our farms updated as far as what their hours are and if they're open. It's never too late. We have many farms that are open even on Christmas Eve, and that's super fun.
Now, Lisa, you run your own farm, or your family runs its own farm up in Warren, from what I understand, correct?
Yes, we do.
And what's the name of it?
Angevine Farm.
Well, perfect. And what I wanted to ask you from your perspective, and I think we'll focus the bulk of our conversation from here on this, there's so much effort that goes into what is really a 1 or 2 month window of sales for Christmas tree farms across Connecticut, the maintenance, the planning years in advance, getting the trees and sourcing them. I guess from, you know, a basic standpoint here on this matter, Lisa, what goes into running a Christmas tree farm? You know, what are the basic components of it?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Yeah, it's a lot more than people realize, for sure. It is really a 12-month endeavor. We have about January, February, a little time off where we're cutting stumps, we're planning, you know, we're doing taxes and bookwork, things like that. But we're also plotting the fields where the new trees are going to go, trying to figure out, you know, the inventory that we have. So we're doing inventory. And then March, the end of March, sometimes we're actually planting already. And that takes us into April. We're also pruning. You have to, you can do your your spring pruning before the new buds start. So that's happening. And then the mowing season is all through the summer. Now, literally, you are on the mower every day and pruning every day. And then in the fall, you're clearing out all your trees that might not be desirable or saleable, which is the saddest part because we are losing a lot of trees this, you know, right now because of climate change, unfortunately. But it definitely is not a put the tree in the ground and wait 10 years and the money comes in. A lot of people think that's happening. But, you know, keep in mind it's 8 to 10 years to grow the average size Christmas tree. So it's not a fast production endeavor.
Some of these trees, obviously, you could plant your own and wait here in Connecticut to reap the benefits years out in advance. But I have learned that some of these farms are actually getting trees from places like Oregon, far away, little baby trees that they plant, and then those mature mm-hmm. here in Connecticut. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we have growers all over the, you know, from Maine to Canada to Pennsylvania to Oregon to Wisconsin, and some of them grow different varieties. We have new varieties even popping up all the time. Some more climate-resistant varieties are in the works, which is exciting. But yes, we are bringing in trees from other states for sure.
When you mention climate, are you talking about all things climate, or is it more of a temperature problem, a water problem? What is exactly going on with the climate and the Christmas trees?
Yeah, the answer is yes. All of that. So we're having, you know, warmer springs. So when you plant the trees, the seedlings, you really need an inch of rain every week to sustain those short roots. And if you don't, they will dry out. And oftentimes our springs are very, you know, we get a lot of rain or we don't have a lot of rain. So we're either irrigating or we're losing the trees. And then hot summers, the trees are not, they don't like that. The hot, hot, hot summers. And then we could have a lot of rain in the fall. So this erratic weather pattern is really wreaking havoc on our trees. Sometimes we have to plant the same tree, you know, in the same spot three times in order to get it to thrive.
Really?
Yeah. That's no fun.
Well, and as you had mentioned moments ago, talking about that maintenance process where every day you're checking on these trees, you had mentioned that some of them aren't saleable and it's because of climate or other issues. You know, when you say that they're not saleable, is there another purpose for them perhaps, or are they just dead, gone, throw them in the compost heap?
It depends. It really depends on the quality of the branches. If the tree is misshaped or if it's crooked, we use everything. We use it for greens. We use it for wreaths. We use it for ground cover for, you know, landscapers. We, try to use everything that we can. But if there's discoloration or if somehow there's a disease, obviously it needs to be discarded and removed from the field. Nobody wants to go searching for a Christmas tree with 20% brown trees, which would happen if we didn't remove them. And oftentimes we don't know if a tree is going to die until the next year. If it has something called root rot, oftentimes we don't see it start turning brown until the following year. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, it's gone. It can be very challenging.
Is that a common issue, root rot?
Yeah, too much rain. The roots don't like, you know, too much. Certain varieties are more susceptible to root rot. Yeah, too much rain, too little rain. And then one year it's too much, the next year it's too little. The trees do adapt, but they, you know, they're living. They're resilient, but they're not always 100%.
Evergreen's not always evergreen, huh?
No, it's the saddest thing, you know, especially when a tree is ready to go, 7 to 8 foot, beautiful, and then within 2 weeks it starts to turn brown. But luckily it doesn't do that this time of year. It kind of shows its ugly head maybe in September, so we have time to grab it and cut it down before a customer puts it in their house.
Lisa Angevine Bergs is with us on Face Connecticut today. She's from the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association. No, it's not too late to get a tree, although perhaps time is running out, at least for some people, depending on your schedule. But there should be something nearest you in Connecticut is generally her message and our message on Face Connecticut today. Lisa, what are some of the popular kinds of trees this year that have been grown in recent years in Connecticut that are perhaps selling well or trendy in 2025?
I think the balsam and Fraser are the constant go-tos. They have the balsam especially as that fragrance. Concolor is a growing popular variety. It's that citrusy smelling tree. It's a beautiful tree, but it is one of those trees that's a little bit prone to root rot, unfortunately. Blue spruce is that prickly tree. You either love it or you hate it, but we do have a lot of blue spruce fans here in Connecticut. Eastern white pine is that long needle, beautiful, elegant, but can't hold heavy ornaments. That tends to be popular in Connecticut as maybe a secondary tree in your house. But I would say there isn't really one that's super new and trendy. I will say a couple years ago, tall thin was in. Now everybody wants natural, like a fatter tree, and you can't just turn it off 1 year and grow tall thin and then, you know, the next year say we're going to grow fat trees. So it's a time-consuming process to go with the trends.
So when somebody gets a tree, perhaps it's someone who's never bought a real tree before, they've had artificial, or they've just moved here and they're starting fresh, right? For somebody who's new to the process, I guess this is even a good reminder for someone who's not. What do they need to know about taking care of their Christmas tree once they take it from your farm or another across the state?
Good question. We always recommend shaking it because the interior needles can be a little bit on the drier side and we want to get those out. You know, take the stump and hit it on the ground a couple times before you bring it in. We always recommend, and this is really important, to cut about 1/4 inch, a fresh cut on the bottom of the tree. That helps, you know, eliminate that seal of sap on the bottom, and it, you know, kind of opens up the pores so the tree can drink. Definitely don't put it next to a fireplace. Once a tree dries out, it's dry. Keep it in a cool spot. Keep it away from the sun. That will help, you know, not the needles not turning brown. And keep watering it. That truthfully is the most important thing. If the tree runs out of water, it can stop drinking. So let's just keep watering it. Check it maybe twice a day.
And fire risk. That's definitely a problem with trees, whether they've been well-watered or not. Could you talk a little bit about smart placement of a tree, not near a heater and things like that?
Yeah, and, you know, a real tree, a nice, healthy tree is not a fire risk. A tree that's dried out and maybe next to a fire source, yes, but that is a little bit of it's common sense. Don't put it next to the fireplace. If your tree is completely dried out and it's dropping needles like crazy, just take it down, take it outside, let the birds, you know, form a habitat in it, you know, but yeah, you shouldn't have to worry too much unless the tree is ultra dry.
What about recycling the trees when they're done? You mentioned birds might like them, might enjoy them, but are there other options that you've seen people do with their trees once the season's over?
Yeah, there's a lot of recycling programs in your town, you can check with your, you know, the town hall. Many Boy Scout troops or Scout troops are doing a recycling program where you pay and donate maybe $5 to $10. They'll come get it, and then they'll turn it into mulch. They do have curbside pickup in many cities and towns where they take the trees and they bring them to a, I'm not sure they turn them into mulch, but yeah, they don't go into, traditionally they don't go into like the piles of garbage, but you can put them in your backyard, decorate them for the birds, cut the branches off, create, you know, wood crafts with it. There's a lot you can do. And we have a, on our website, the ctchristmastree.org, there's a whole page on Christmas tree recycling tips.
Lisa Andervine Bergs is from the Connecticut Christmas Tree Growers Association with us on Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You know, Lisa, I'm curious here, when the season is over, do you guys take a little bit of a break or do you go right back to preparing for next year?
We do take a little break, but the conversations always are, what can we do better next year? How could we be more efficient? How can we meet the customer's needs a little bit better? I mean, I know our family, whenever we get together for any conversation always leads to our farm. But we have meetings with our members and we talk, you know, talk it through again. What can we improve this next year? But normally like January, we kind of take a break, take a breather. You kind of have to. It's a very intense short season and you're kind of on edge the whole time, hoping that the weather doesn't turn or somebody falls on the farm.
Yeah, there's definitely that risk too, all of the liability.
Yes, especially with this rain and the ice that we've seen. You know, we're all kind of on edge after that last rain that turned into ice. Some of the farms across the state are actually closing this weekend because of the slippery conditions.
Lisa, is there anything else that people ought to know about Christmas trees in Connecticut in 2025? Anything that we didn't get to?
I would say thank you so much for supporting your local farmers. It means everything to us. You know, you make a choice to cut a real tree, you are supporting a family, you're supporting a local business that keeps their money in your own economy. Sure, it's nice to go out and get a tree from a big box, but there's nothing like the experience to go out to the farm with your family, cut the tree, knowing you're supporting a local farm and keeping that industry going. That's so important.
Lisa, look, I really appreciate your time on Face Connecticut this week. Wishing you the best for the Christmas and holiday season and Happy New Year, too. We'll be here very soon.
Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate you reaching out to us.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.